Hey guys, this is me in the future, 2021. This episode was sometime 2019, probably like March or April of 2019. But I just wanted to give you guys a heads up that this is kind of raw and unedited. So yeah, thanks. Enjoy. Thanks. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Moron Manifesto, the podcast where a bunch of inconsistent morons talk about stuff they don't know. I'm your host, Ronnie, joined today by my buddies, Nassim and Alex.
What's up?
Are you okay?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Hi, losers.
Now, we're going to jump right into it. Shut up. Stop. All right, so we're like I was saying before, I was really fucking interrupted. We're going to jump right into the segment today.
Jump right in.
Slaps forehead.
All right, now today's all about, doing sports, because last few episodes I've been trying to, Last few episodes I tried including a sports segment at the end of each segment, right? So I thought today, let's just incorporate that all into one big episode. So, a lot of shit been happening in the NFL and a lot of other sports in the past couple of weeks. So, first off, let's talk about, how do you guys feel about Gronkowski retiring?
Good.
I don't really care about it, because overall, I don't like the Patriots in total.
True.
They're too good.
I knew this was going to happen, because the 2017-2018 season, Brady was convinced by Gronk to play one more year. So, yeah. No, it wasn't.
Yeah, Brady convinced Gronk to play another season.
What he just said?
No, he said Gronk convinced Brady.
That's what I thought it was. It wasn't like that?
No.
Oh. It was football. Anyways, now we're just waiting for Brady to retire.
It's
either this season or next season because of Gronk's gone, so he doesn't have his best pal.
But he still has Edelman.
Edelman.
Okay.
Eddie's not gonna like that.
Yeah, Eddie. Fuck him.
In my opinion, I think it's gonna be good to finally see a different team in the Super Bowl.
Did you hear about that one? How they predict the records for next season? This commentator named Cynthia predicted that the Patriots gonna have a 12-4 record next year.
They had that this year.
My fucking ass are gonna have it that next year.
They're not. But they had it. They had that record this year.
People still have high hopes for the Patriots, but if you think about it, if you look at the stat sheet, Gronk literally carried them.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything you want to say about that, Alex?
No? Okay.
So next up is, what's your guys' view on OBJ getting traded to the Browns?
That's a good ass move.
That the was Browns move is fucked.
Was Browns, it a good? It was a good move for the Browns.
It was an amazing ass move.
All right. Nice.
Their offense is stacked, and they have a freaking decent ass defense.
Now, how do you think that was a move for the Giants?
Ass.
Terrible. All they have is Saquon Barkley.
And Saquon's gonna leave next year probably.
Okay.
I'm watching it. I call it now.
So now, since we're still on the topic,
or he's gonna request a trade in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
All right. So since we're still on the topic of the Browns, how do you guys predict the Browns are gonna do next year?
13-3.
I think they're gonna be pretty good.
You're saying 13-3.
13-3.
That's
gonna fucking destroy.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with these 10-6.
No, they're gonna.
Yeah,
destroy.
I'm thinking 10-6, maybe 8-8.
They're gonna fucking destroy. I'm telling you.
We'll see about that. Next one. This one's not as crazy, but Le'Veon Bell going to the Jets.
He's not gonna do anything with the Jets, really. He's been out for a whole season. I wonder what his off season.
I feel like that's gonna motivate him to move harder, though, especially with like all the issues with Pittsburgh. I feel like going to the Jets is gonna push him to like work hard this year, even though he's been out for a whole year.
All right. Now, how do you feel about the Bears signing a 1-year contract for HaHa Clinton Dix?
That makes our defense even better. That means we have like two amazing ass defenses. I mean, two amazing ass safeties.
Yeah, with Eddie and HaHa.
Yeah.
Now, the reason why I like this so much is Eddie Jackson is finally reunited with HaHa Clan Dix, mm-hmm. as they were when they played with Alabama in 2013, you know, those years. And, I mean, like, these two guys, these two players have been friends since, like, they were, you know, starting off their football career, right? So, I think, in my opinion, it is one of the smartest moves the Bears, you know, picked for the defensive side.
Our defense was ranked, like, what, third?
This year, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be number one.
Yeah. What's your guys' predictions for the Raiders? Big old Raiders.
I don't think they're going to be that good. I feel like Derek Carr is going to choke, even with Antonio Brown.
Well, think about it. Like,
even with the high rookie, or the high number of drafts they have this year, mm-hmm. they're not going to really get any.
I feel like they're not going to do too good this year still.
Like, they're not going to get, like, a stud like Saquon or anything like that. Or, like, Baker Mayfield.
Here's what I think is going to happen with them. I think what they're going to do is they're going to find all these people in the drafts, with all the fucking drafts they have. They're going to think, oh, this guy's the best player. They're going to pick him up, and he's going to just have a swamp of a year.
DK Metcalf.
let's jump into the next segment. What's your guys' predictions for... fuck. All right, well, I'm going to cut that out. Next is, how y'all feel about the Bears releasing offensive lineman Sam Acho? Then releasing Amos.
That's bad. Adrian Amos is...
Yeah.
I think it was a good move because it opens up cap space. And yeah, that's like Adrian Amos really did anything besides on special teams this year too much.
Yeah.
Because Bryce Callahan was in for pretty much every game this season, so. And Bryce Callahan was doing really good this year.
All right.
Same thing like with getting rid of Jordan Howard.
Yeah, like, that was a big fucking
move. He didn't do this much this year.
But he was a lot.
I mean, he still did good, but it removed a lot of cap space.
Yeah.
So now we can get
like,
rid of like Khalil Mack and other people like
seriously,
that.
Seriously, like, we're going to have a stud next year. We're going to trade for someone really big.
And if you look in towards of stats, like, Tariq Cohen was just a bullet, right? So he was commonly getting more more rushing yards.
It's a fucking dope.
More,
receiving yards.
More receiving yards.
Yeah, he's
but
like all around.
In terms of Howard, he really couldn't move that ball. Yeah, he was like a fucking power train going through the line.
Well, that's what he is. He's basically a fullback.
Yeah. So, I think, in my opinion, it was definitely a smart move. And you're right.
Did you guys
hear
about Clay Matthews from the Packers?
Oh, yeah. I was actually about to get to that. Clay Matthews going to the Rams.
That's a fucking good-ass move for
that's
the
crazy
Rams.
For them, especially since the Rams just got Eric Weddle like a month ago from the Ravens.
Yeah. And now that makes the Packers even more ass. So we're going to fucking demolish them. That's too easy for next year.
Yeah. And you know... The whole thing with the Packers, you know why everyone's starting to leave and like want to sign somewhere else, like Clay Matthews, for example?
Because Aaron Rodgers has a signed contract and he did was a bust this year.
Yeah, that's exactly why. Everyone's getting mad at Aaron Rodgers for having such a shitty year.
Even though as he just signed a deal.
Yeah.
Like a year. How long was it? Like 5-4 years?
Yeah.
Damn.
So, how do you guys feel about that? In my opinion,
I think
it's bullshit. Because you gotta give Aaron Rodgers props. And I'm a Bears fan, and I fucking hate the Packers. But you gotta give credit where credit is due. And without Aaron Rodgers, the Packers wouldn't be where they've been for the past, 7-8 years? 10 years, even, mm-hmm. that he's been in? Like... In my opinion, everyone that's, you know, ditching the Packers because of him, and that's blaming, pointing fingers, I think it's all bullshit. Now, I'm going to have to cut that out. We'll wait a minute because I think we got another sponsor for this video, so we'll be right back. We'll be right back after the short break. All right.
You have sponsors?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're getting money
mm-hmm.
to that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like 5 cents, 100 views.
It's $10 every 1,000th view. It's horrible. But
it's decent, though, like, if you actually got views.
Yeah. Thank you, Anchor, for the sponsor. Really, really... Fuck. All right, well, I'm going to restart that. Hold on.
Now, let's take a break because we got a sponsor for this video, so we'll be right back after the short break. Fuck.
You can cut that out, too.
Yeah. Now, we're going to take a break because we have a sponsor this episode, so we'll be back right after the short break. Thank you, Anchor, for sponsoring us. Now, aside from the NFL... Jesus Christ.
I just stopped. Oh my god.
Stop shoving it deeper, bro. Come on.
You want it?
No, stop. Stop, bro. This is disgusting.
Can you open the garbage can?
Fucking missed. Okay, so let's get back on track. Aside from the NFL, how many have you guys been keeping up with March Madness at all?
Yes.
Yes, a little bit.
Now, how were your brackets? Like, it was crazy. Like, it's over now, but it was crazy.
I had Michigan State winning. They went to the Final Four. They lost to
Virginia Tech, I think.
Yeah, Virginia Tech.
Jesus, though, Duke.
Duke
was, I knew from the start Duke was not gonna do good because Michigan State sweeped every fucking team in the fucking bracket.
Yeah,
and Duke won by three fucking buzzer beaters, dude. And if they were about to win by a buzzer beater with Michigan State, I was gonna break my fucking phone.
Yeah, my brackets were really close with Michigan State and Duke. All up until the Final Four. Yeah. I was not expecting Michigan State to beat Duke like that. I really wasn't.
I was. I saw it coming.
And I love Michigan State.
The thing is, I feel like Michigan State wasted all their, like, energy with Duke. And then Virginia Tech just, like, took it, you know?
Yeah,
like,
they just took,
like,
over.
Ass, dude. They had almost, like...
It was, like, 53 to
They had double digits like that, with right? fucking turnovers, like, in the first half. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? Holy shit. But Xander Williamson will
definitely be back next year.
Yeah, he's a fucking G.
Now, the 2019 baseball season just started, just kicked off after a short, very short break, like it always goes. Now, I don't know if you guys watch baseball, do you?
Yeah, a little bit.
You do? Alex, you don't? That's fine.
The Cubs are 3-9, but they could have won like 3 of their other games, which is kind of bad. And what hates me is, like, what's making me really pissed off is that the White Sox are talking shit about the Cubs when we have, like, literally the same record, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they're not doing any better than us. But I feel like the Cubs are going to do better because, like, usually... Stop fucking touching me.
Daddy, chill.
our starting season schedule is, like, really hard. Like, if you look at it, we got some tough matches. But I have the Pirates winning it this year. So
really?
Yeah, really? They're doing hella good.
I every time I think of baseball, kind of makes me wanna kill myself a little bit. I can't really say.
Aren't the Cleveland Red Sox doing really good?
No. I don't know. I'm gonna cut that out because I can't involve suicide in this.
Remember? You said go kill yourself.
All right. But yeah, if you guys didn't know, If you guys didn't know, I didn't make my baseball team, so baseball at this point, yeah, it's still interesting to me, but it's actually, like, wanted me to drive myself and, like, really focus more on baseball and watch baseball, so, and I don't typically watch baseball because it's boring to me to watch it.
I don't watch it. I go to the games with my older brother, that's it.
Yeah, I think it's more fun to play it than to watch it, but I can't play it because I...
You didn't get kicked off. You didn't make the team.
Yeah, I didn't make the team because I mean, I got it. I will admit, I do suck. I am bad.
Big dick.
chill.
What the fuck does that mean?
No, he's like, what the hell is even that?
But for real, baseball is definitely one of those sports that is more enjoyable to play than watching it. As I said, Well, I'm just repeating all that. Oh, so a little story of when I got kicked off the base. Fuck, tripping me over my damn words. Now, a little story of when I got cut from the baseball team was there was this player. He was a good friend of mine.
What's his name?
Ed Hem.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I saw it coming. I wasn't going to make the team. I saw it a mile away the first day I went to tryouts. But Ed Hem.
Who told you that?
Huh?
Who told you that?
Everyone.
Who's the main one?
I don't know.
No, I said he was going to make it. The fuck?
Anyways.
It was that head coach of his.
Who no, Gurney.
Gurney
had nothing to do with it. Gurney had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, he did. He literally told you from the start, don't even try out. The fuck are you talking about?
Are you dumb?
Yeah, I'm not, actually.
You like, daddy chill.
Stop saying that. Your dad, you're just saying to your dad, what the fuck you say to me? Look at the fuck out of my house. Daddy chill.
Daddy chill.
Alright, come on.
Alright, so this story with Ed Hem. Now, let me get this straight. You guys know Ed Hem. He's a fob straight out of the boat, right? Straight off the boat.
Actually, he's been here for almost a year.
He's still fresh off the fucking boat. So, like, you'd say hi. He's one of those kids. You'd say hi to him. And he'd be like, yeah, man, what's up? What's cracking, man?
Can you add that in?
What?
How you just call him a fucking fob?
Yeah, that's... it's.
I don't think your sponsor's gonna like that. I just keep going.
So yeah, you know, he's one of those where you'd be like, yeah, man, what's happening, man?
Okay, stop fucking
pausing. All right, I thought you guys were gonna be mean to me. So last year, before every game, he'd be in the dugout, you know, just patting everyone's shoulders and stealing everyone's fucking seats, right? And so one time, coach actually puts him in, right? Puts him in. And, you know, we're all... no, I'm not going to keep this story in.
Why? I want to hear it.
All right, fine.
Adam sucks his own dick.
Oh.
You better rip that off before your dad sees it.
Are you gonna go?
Yeah. So back onto this Ed Hem topic. The way Ed Hem would say Lamborghini was hilarious.
Lamborghini.
No. Oh my god. So we'd be on the bus driving to a game, right? And everyone would be like, Ed Hem, how do you say Lamborghini? And he'd come out with this, right? Lamborghini. It was so funny. But yeah, when the whole team found out he didn't make the team, you know, it was kind of heartbreaking. That's why they're having such a shitty year right now. Ed Hem, if you're watching this, fuck.
Remember the one time when Ed Hem got hurt in practice? Like, ah, man, my arm.
Hey, yeah, let's talk about that. I'm cutting that whole baseball thing out. Now, there's this kid in our school.
Make sure you talk about our season next year.
Huh?
Our season next year.
Now, our football this year, we had this kid. His name was Ed Hem. And he's just a straight fob, right? Fresh off the boat. And... now, you guys, if you guys want, you guys can explain this story. The time when he got hurt, when he fucked up his elbow.
We were doing kick return, right?
Yeah, he
was on the front of the line. He kicks it. I don't even know who it was, but somebody from varsity laid him out.
I think it was Isaiah.
And he's laying there going, oh, man, my arm.
I think it was Isaiah.
One of the varsity kids went to pick him up, and the coach, he's like sitting there screaming. The coach is like, leave him on the floor, like, leave him down.
And then you just hear everyone on the side, man. No, come on.
I was just standing right
there
in front of it. You just watched the whole thing.
Now, remember when he got that interception off of Gio?
Obviously, anybody intercepted
him.
He had almost 20. What? They had like 20 interceptions this
plus,
year.
Plus, so more. Record. More. He had like six a game.
It's kind of sad how the offense scored more on, like, they let the other team score on them, except for defense getting scored on more. I don't know how to put it, but yeah.
Their defense scored more touchdowns than their offense.
A QB1 is now QB never.
Yeah, and he's not even doing football next year.
No, he probably is. He's changing his mind.
Now, since we're still on the topic of our high school football team, now, you guys know we have a lot of flaws, especially with our head coach resigning. How do you guys feel about
Coach resigning? I think it might be a good change for
our team. To be honest, everyone wanted it to happen, but now everyone's being a bitch and saying, oh, dang, this kind of sucks how it happened. Like, you guys got to, like, know, like, how much he did. Like, he won Coach of the Conference this year. Mm-hmm. Like, he did not win that shit for no fucking reason, you know? Like, he did a lot for you guys and us. Like, the football team needs to, like, know, like, our coaches are not the problem. Mm-hmm. Like, you know? Like, we are the fucking problem.
100%.
I think it is somewhat the coach's fault.
No, not even.
Well, see, no,
the only main flaw that they did not do was condition.
Condition and hitting.
Like, yeah.
We did not hit.
That, but think
we
about it.
We did not do any hitting drills at all.
But like, there's a reason for hitting, okay? But there's not a reason for us not to condition. We never conditioned.
Yeah.
So. No, there's no reason for hitting. We should be hitting, dude.
Whole point of now, football. Yeah, you're right. But my view on Novak was he spent more time trying to make us better people than teach us how to play football.
Well, because the better...
That's true.
Because I feel like he's trying to say that because, like, what's it called? Like, if we're better people, then we'll be better football players.
That's not how it works.
Well, yeah, true, but you also need
it's
a
not,
coach.
I know it's not, but that's how Novak looks at it.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Like, I think it's kind of retarded.
He puts coaching
like, even though, second. Even though we think it's retarded, it's still our head coach. We gotta go follow our head coach, whatever he does.
100%, 100%.
Yeah, it kind of is.
But another problem, especially the JV team this year. We were very, very...
We were good on defense, but our offense fucking sucked. I can name two fucking kids that fucking made it the worst year this year, dude. Mm-hmm. Gio is the top one. Like, I'm sorry, bro, but seriously, like, you did ass this year. All right? Like, he did complete shit.
Hey, man, I gotta agree with you on that.
He couldn't scramble with the ball. He couldn't do no...
Because he can't get hit.
No, yeah, like, he cannot eat hits. Like, you know.
No, he's like a Jay Cutler.
Same thing with Gabe. Like, I'm not trying to give Gio the only, like, you know, like, the only shit. Like, Gabe.
Even
I went to some freshman games, and Gabe, he was good, but he could not take no fucking hits, you know? And the freshmen were ass this year. Their receivers were fucking garbage. Gabe had, like, one good-ass arm. Gio has a good-ass arm.
Too. 100%.
But, seriously, Gio just wanted, like, to show off, you know? Yeah. Like, if the run was there, he'd pass it. Just for, like, the highlights, you know? But... It's whatever. Our season's done now.
So. Yeah. See, but another thing, especially with the JV, was there was more people pointing fingers at each other instead of admitting to their own fucking mistakes. Yeah. And I think that's why we did such a shitty year.
That was my fault, too. Because, like, as me and Anthony say, like, we said this in one of our meetings, like, we usually blame other people during the game, which makes 100%. Them bring them down during the game.
Yep.
And so they don't try, you know? Like, not everyone's the same. Like... What's it called? Even, like, if one person's better than the other, you cannot bring the other person down, you know?
100%.
Like, we're 100%. A team. Like, if we lose... If we lose, like, you cannot lose just one person. We lose as a fucking team, you know?
And our team would
like, that Richards game, you guys, like,
everyone
literally...
Everyone was pointing fingers.
Everyone was pointing fingers, and you guys, like, thought, like, oh, man, we lost, it doesn't matter. No, dude. We had the fucking game all the way into halftime until you guys got tired... And then started just fucking shit up. Like, you guys did, like, bad, dude. If we play the same thing consistently, we would have been, dude. We would have fucking rocked them.
No, I agree with you 100%. And, you know, I know a lot of people are probably going to give me shit for this, saying, oh, I was a bench starter the entire year. Which, I mean, if Crackhead didn't crack my fucking rib, I would have definitely played a few more games than I did. I only played, what, 2-3 games, maybe 4?
Yeah, yeah. I think, like, 2-3 minutes.
You're such a dick.
Well,
no, because Coach put me second half for The Eisenhower game.
One play.
No, he put me the whole second
half. I'm sorry, two plays.
Fuck you.
I'm just messing around, but yeah. You're just small, dude, that's it.
And I know that's the exact reason why coach never put me in.
Like, I know you're small, but Abdul's small too, but you're
Look at Darian.
Yeah, Darian.
He was a fucking cornerback starter.
How am I gonna... And you guys know, I was busting my ass off during practice. And I get...
Dude, it's not just practice. You're fucking stupid. It's the off-season, too. I never see you in the fucking weight room, Lonnie.
Are you stupid?
You're never... I never see you squat.
Are you fucking dumb?
I always see you messing around in the
weight room. Are you fucking dumb? Was I ever messing around in the weight room?
Yes.
I've never even seen you in the weight room.
Yeah.
How? It was me.
If I see you in the weight room,
are you fucking stupid? The whole time from fucking end of football to Christmas break. Are you fucking dumb? How the fuck are you going to sit here and say I never worked out? I worked out almost every fucking day.
Yeah, don't fucking raise your voice at me.
The fuck?
Okay? Yeah, calm down. Say daddy sorry.
Daddy no. Chill.
How the fuck you... And you were down there every time you were down there. I was always there because I was always fucking...
I helped you.
So how are you going to sit here and say I was never in the fucking wave room?
During when track started. You really did not. You were, like...
Okay, track, because I was... I was pissed off that I didn't make the fucking baseball team. And I was stuck forced to do track.
To be honest,
and I didn't
want to
fucking do track.
I feel like when you're trying to gain weight, you just eat a lot of food when you're trying to gain
weight. I lose weight when I eat, though. That's why I was...
How'd you get in the weight?
I don't... I'm just... Growing, I don't know. It's not from eating, bro. When
I feel like you just eat a lot just to gain weight, and it's not gonna be bad. Like it's gonna be bad because you're gonna have fat instead of muscle. You know,
dude. When I eat, I lose weight.
That's not how it
stupid
works.
You sound.
That's how it works for me, bro.
No.
Yes, it is.
You're not special, Ronnie. Come on, that's not how it works.
Oh my god.
You say that. Here, I'll help you. So you have a high metabolism.
It's exactly what I have.
What do you have?
Like, look.
Wait, what do you have?
I know I have a high metabolism. Oh. I'm not saying I'm autistic or something.
We didn't even bring autism except now. Like, now, come on.
I don't think your sponsors are going to like that. Promoting autism.
Autism is its finest.
Jesus.
But, yeah. All right, fuck all that. Let's talk about our season next year. Our next year season. Ronnie, I think you're going to have a chance on JV. I'm not going to lie. I'm fucking with you.
You're not wrong. If I stay... You're not wrong. Here's why. I started one game freshman year. I started one, maybe two games sophomore year. I highly doubt if I stay small, if I stay anywhere under 5'6", 140 pounds. I will not start on varsity. I may be on varsity, but I will not touch the field one time. No matter how fucking hard, no matter if I put 106 hours out of the fucking week.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I feel like you didn't start this year because of your cleats. Those golden cleats that you had, man. Like, they were fucking complete shit. Like, don't lie. Come on, dude.
They were shit, but...
Yeah, like, you and... Dude, holy shit. Everyone roasts you because of your stands. Your stance is complete ass. Like, you look like you're fucking taking a shit.
You're just too stiff.
Yeah, you're way too stiff. And I'm not gonna lie, I yelled at you during the Richards game because remember that one time where you tried tackling that guy,
mm-hmm.
but you went way too low? Like, when your dad says go for the knees, no, you don't go for the knees. You go for the hip. You want to go for the hip.
Shoulder pad to the hip. Yeah, but he can go for the knee.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but he does not go for the knee.
He's gonna get run over.
He moves out the fucking way. Same thing with Ralph. Ralph is a fucking pussy. Alright, I'm sorry. But Ralph is ass. Like, that Richards game...
But at least I can admit to my own mistakes. At least yeah. I can admit to... Oh, yeah, I just freaked out and moved out the way. Ralph says no.
Ralph does not put no work in. Alright, I feel like Coach
sees you. He doesn't.
Coach has seen you put work in, and you're gonna probably they're gonna have eyes on you next year, so don't worry. Like you're gonna be looked at next year.
And we have a new head coach, so there's not gonna be every position.
Dude,
I'm telling
you, all spots are opening, especially mine.
Mm-hmm.
All right, linebacker is like one of the main key spots. All right, mm-hmm. like I might not even get my spot next year. You know,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, 100%. And you know, if I do stay small, that's a big if. I do stay small. I'm gonna have to be okay with the fact that I'm not gonna start on varsity.
You are. Don't
worry. I highly doubt it. If I stay under 140,
you'll play.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I hope so, but I don't feel like... Because, look, look at last year. I busted my ass, and I got maybe 5 minutes in total the whole season.
Better than freshman year.
Yeah, true, true. So that'd be but freshman year, at least I started a game. Freshman this year, I didn't even start a game.
Yeah, I didn't start a game at all freshman
year. Yes, I did. I started the Revis game.
I didn't even... That's a B team, buddy.
Doesn't matter.
It's B team, buddy.
Start.
It's B team, buddy.
It's not a start. It's a second string.
Second string game. I didn't even fucking play freshman year. And then you saw now. I fucking blew up JV year, my sophomore year.
Yeah, because you got stronger, you got slimmer, you got smarter. I mean, of course you're going to... For me, I just got skinnier and skinnier and skinnier.
But you have to... You keep on complaining about it. Like, you can't just say words.
Because there's nothing I can do. I tried actions. Protein. I tried protein shakes. I tried heavy protein. And it's I'm only... Good. And I'm barely pushing.
All you have to do is just eat healthy. I'm barely... Eat healthy and it'll come over time, you fucking idiot. That's
how long's over time, though? Over I ain't got that much fucking time. It's
however your body wants to fucking make you grow. Holy shit. Like me, I eat a fucking banana and I gain 8 pounds.
I don't. I eat a fucking banana and I lose half a pound.
Okay, then that's how it works. Stay constipated if you have to. Don't shit. Can't think of like, holy crap. It's not that fucking hard.
Daddy, chill.
Just stay inside or something. Don't go outside. Hey, I'll buy you a hoverboard and you can just use it around the house so you don't have to lose weight, alright? Alright, next.
Daddy, chill.
We literally just had a whole fucking conversation about the same thing.
Yeah, I did all this for that. Wow, you guys can clean that. I need to work on my
signature. Alright, now, do you, any of you guys...
my last name signature looks way better. Like,
I'm honestly probably going to cut some of that out, because...
Look at my last
no,
name.
Don't cut any of it out. I want all the people to know, like, I'm, like, serious about that shit.
No, I'm talking about the whole B-team shit. Like, I'm not trying to expose myself that hard.
Why?
Why we were all
Yeah, we were all on B team. I was on B team. He was on B team. Everyone here that's talking right now was on B team freshman year. You're not exposing anybody. I don't care.
Yeah, look at all the people that were on B team last year.
Literally. Almost every single person on B team started for our JV. Like, where the fuck is the A team at?
Sorry,
half of them fucking quit. And...
What?
Like, seriously? Come on. I'm telling you, probably the only people that started were Mo and Anthony and Gio.
I didn't even start, but I got more playing time than the actual
starters. They were the only ones that started, and they were on 18 last year. Like, what? Come on. Like, they deserved it.
I don't know how I wasn't put on the starting roster this year, because I played more minutes than fucking Ricky ever did.
Like, me, I had fun this year. Like, I just had a fucking, like, I was having fun outside on that field. I was having fun on that fucking field.
I feel like that's a lot of issue with Audi because they look at it as a fucking chore.
What?
Yeah, they do.
Football.
Our school does look at football as a chore.
What do you mean?
I feel like they just do it for the, like, publicity, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Just to wear the jersey and
school. For the girls.
Yeah, and give the cheerleaders.
For the jersey just mm-hmm. to look like a better person in your school, like.
Yeah.
Like, they don't take it
as a Well, like, you have to have goals. Like, my goal for next year is to beat Nico's.
No, my goal next year is just to fucking start.
Okay, and then that's your goal.
That's a goal.
Yeah.
That's a goal that you have that you can actually complete, so.
That's a fucking possible goal. A high possible
goal. And it's a goal that you have to work on to get there.
Yeah, like me, you think I have to fucking... You know how hard it is to fucking break 60, like 63 tackles he had this year?
This year?
Yeah, Nico. What, 63 tackles? Something like that?
Something like that.
I have to fucking break that. That's my fucking goal. I don't care how long it fucking takes me. Until senior year. If I don't break it, I don't break it. But still, that's one of my main goals.
Alright, moving on.
And if Ronnie, you can't just have one goal and look at it. Like, you have to have steps too for that goal.
I know.
Okay. Like, what's your step? What's one step?
Like, right now, my step is just to gain weight. That's my first step.
And then what's a step to gain weight?
That's how it works. Work out. I have a lot of chicken, a lot of meat, a lot of nuts.
Almonds. Red meat.
Pistachios,
red meat.
Yeah, eat like the breast of the chicken.
No, I know.
That white meat. I'm saying this would be red meat.
Don't eat dark meat.
Red meat takes longer to digest.
And then
what's red meat?
I stay away from like the protein shakes and all that.
Yeah, seriously, you don't need that. Like steak and that's all what that fucked me meat. Up freshman year. I drank protein shakes and I got fat, like really fat.
Alright, do you guys want to talk about the Tinley fight or no? I forget if I talked about it in a different...
It wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah, it wasn't really. But, like, I was about to run out. I was about to run out with you guys because I got
moved up to varsity. Both varsities were starting to close in.
Our varsity was about to close in, and then...
Well, what happened was...
I don't know if it was Ryan or... it was Ryan or Goose that grabbed me and, like, said, don't go, don't go. So, yeah.
Yeah, that would have been nasty if both varsities plus the JV
were in. No,
we would have beat their ass, though.
That would have been. We did beat their ass.
Because we already had all their fucking JV kids on the fucking floor. They got so bad that their fucking coaches had to come out.
Like, dude, there were even coaches fighting. That's the funniest shit.
Yeah, you know the Tinley coaches when he came out and fight? Like, that's how fucking childish they are, dude. That's how fucking unlike fucking...
I'll never forget the next day. Nobody showed up to practice. There was maybe six
people. Hell yeah, because we thought we were going to run. The fuck?
And he's like, he's like, all right, tell me what happened.
I didn't go because my dad said that I didn't.
Mo said everything.
I went.
I did it.
Mo said everything, you know, truthfully.
Like, I'm going up to your coach. I'm going to, like, cuss him out. My dad said that. Mm. Like, he was like, the fact that you guys are going to get in trouble for sticking up for your fucking family, your brothers.
Yeah, and that's
like,
what I'm.
You're on a football team, that's what you guys are.
That's what I'm going to get to. When the next day in the locker room, coach went to Mo, and he's like, Mo, what happened? Tell me the truth this time. And so Mo was like, okay. He said the whole truth and didn't make us run. He was like, okay, because it was already ruled Tinley's fault.
But I'm not going to lie. Like, Mo's my cousin and all that, but he started a lot of chaos this year.
Oh, yeah, with the whole thing with Mario.
Yeah,
Zelvo.
But that was not his fault, dude. I mean, yes, he could have held himself back, but the kid was only talking crap about his mom.
No, that's...
I'm talking about Mario.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he did start that. And that shit pissed me off, because he was lying on my fucking name, trying to get out of it himself, like a little pussy.
It's all right. Like, we ran for him. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, it's already in the past. Like, I wasn't even mad in the start.
I was.
Mm-hmm. Like, if we ran, we ran. Like, I don't even care if Coach found out or not. It wasn't about me, so... Like, I'll do it until, like, someone, like... Like, I don't care what happens, but you have to know that he almost got kicked off the team for something that...
I know.
Good. He should have, dude. He's a fucking idiot.
And that goes back to the whole thing where we our team pointed fingers at everybody.
No, it's only pointed at Mo, and he kept lying on my fucking name like that shit. That's what pissed me off.
Okay.
And that was a lie, because Alex came, like, he came out with me. Like, I was walking with Alex. Like,
no, I was there. I did touch Mo.
I thought you walked out with me.
No, I went to pull him off. I was like, stop. I was like, stop it. And then he, like, kept, like, hanging on his back. And then I walked all the way back to my locker. He's over here. I walked back over here to my locker across. And then he fell. And he was trying to say it was my fault. Like, if it was my fault, it would have happened as I pulled you. Like, no. Oh, fuck.
But... I take it back. The whole thing with nobody on our team admitted to their mistakes was what definitely led us to a bad record.
And I feel like we don't have a team chemistry.
No, not at all.
Like, dude, like right now we're talking. We're like, I'm not gonna lie. Right now we're pointing fingers.
Yeah, and we're talking shit about everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, like, he's gonna do better than this guy.
Everyone. Like, you're talking shit about Mo. I'm talking shit about Gio.
I was just talking about shit.
Who you're talking shit about?
I'm not even talking shit, bro. Like, are you dumb?
We're talking about them. We're talking about them.
I'm just saying that I was mad about last year what happened.
Like, we gotta stop doing that, you know?
And you know, my theory on this is if we get to do... If us as a team can get to do something together as a team, kind of like, you know, how the Bears do...
No, we're not doing that.
Dub Club?
Club Dub, yeah. We're not doing that.
Think about it, though. Think about it. It will build chemistry. Maybe not a lot.
It's not because we have kids that don't care. What do you know?
Yeah. Okay, then the kids that don't care won't... They're just going to... Coaches are going to see that, and they're going to leave them off to the side. But the people that actually bond together with the team as if they're family...
Ron, you have to understand, that's an extra thing. We have to work on our main thing. Alright?
Don't get me wrong. Yes, you're 100% right.
Once we fix
right.
our main thing, then we can get extras.
You're 100%
okay?
Right on that.
Until next year. Alright?
100% right. We can't get... Like, they never did that until they started getting good. And then they did the Club Dub and the Bears.
Well, no, it's just because Matt Nagy was the head coach. That's it.
Man, if we had a coach like Nagy...
The Bears got a new head coach. Look what happened to them this year.
Yeah, if we
had dude.
I'm not lying. If Coach Johnson's our head coach, or Coach Dewar. But Coach Dewar is most likely.
No, they're most likely going to get someone from a different school. Most likely.
I heard the coach from Lions Township left. And I don't know why they would do that.
Was he good?
Yeah.
Daddy, chill.
All right, now, are you guys interested in, like, UFC and all that? Yeah.
I watch it, but I don't keep up.
Holloway's going to fucking destroy.
All right, yeah, I'm about to get that because there's a fight that's actually tomorrow night against Max Holloway and Dustin Poirier. Or I can't say that name, but, you know, that's my best attempt.
Yeah.
Reason why the fight is so important, especially to me.
Like, even though I want Holloway to win, he's still going to get fucking demolished by Khabib.
Well, Khabib is
going to fuck the shit out of
him. I'm getting there. The winner of that fight, of the Holloway, of Max versus Dustin, fights Khabib September 9th in Dubai, right? And so, yeah, if I got my money on Max winning that fight, and so what I wanted to talk about was if Max does fight Khabib, which originally they were supposed to fight. Instead of Conor McGregor, it was supposed to be Khabib and Holloway.
What happened to Conor McGregor? I thought
he retired for like 3 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, did he actually retire, or was that like an April
1st? No, he retired. He actually retired for three days. Something like that. Three, 4 days.
Didn't he make it for the publicity? The clout?
But yeah, how do you guys feel of that outcome when Max and Khabib fight? Or Max and Khabib fight.
Max will have a chance, but Khabib, if you think about it, Conor beat Max. Because didn't they already fight?
No.
Yeah, they did.
Conor and Max?
Khabib did.
No, I'm thinking about Conor and Holloway. No, I thought they fought, but...
No, if Conor could beat that fight.
Yeah, never mind.
No, now, Khabib is excellent in his ground and pound, his wrestling work, and like I said, his ground and pound work. But Holloway is just nasty with his hands. Like, absolutely ruthless. And Dustin is kind of the same way as Khabib, wow. Nurmagomedov. He's very good with his ground and pound and his wrestling. So if Holloway does win against Dustin, he's definitely going to have a hard time with Khabib. But Khabib is very lazy with his, like, boxing part of fighting. If Dustin wins, then that's going to be a really good fight.
Isn't that how he beat McGregor, though?
Yeah, he got him in a rear naked choke. He's got him by submission. There anything else you guys want to talk about sports related?
I'm good.
Yeah, we could talk about golf.
Daddy, chill.
All right, then. That looks to be about it.
I have to address something. Like, the people that we were talking about, they can't really get mad because, like, it's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if they get mad, they get mad. If they don't, then...
They could catch these fucking hands. Talking kid. Cut that out. Yeah,
cut that out. But, seriously.
Real shit, though, Mo. Shoot the one. 97, 12 minutes. All right,
actually. That's my address. Don't cut that shit out.
No, that's actually my address. So.
I'll cut it out.
But, yeah. See you guys. Bye.
Wait.
Daddy, chill.
Hey, when I finish the episode, I want you to say, Daddy, chill, right?
Like, all right, it's over. I'm going to be like, Daddy.
No, I'm going to be like, see you guys next episode.
Wait, hold on.
Daddy, right? Chill. Daddy, chill.
All right, so do you guys want to talk about anything else?
No.
All right.
I'm good. I think everything was covered that needed to be covered.
All right. So that looks to be about it. Thank you guys so much for watching. If you...
Oh my gosh, it's finishing.
Oh, I thought he was done. Oh, dude, turn off the Pornhub. Shit. Sorry.
Alright, can you finish the episode?
Alright, thank you guys.
That's not what it looks like.
Can you shut the fuck up? Thank you guys so much for watching. If you made it this far, if you want to share this with your friends or even share your opinions or your thoughts on anything we covered today, please do so. Also, leave a 5-star review. You know, always greatly appreciated. And we will read it. We will read it next episode. And if you did enjoy this podcast, that's a big if. Please do share it to your friends, your cats, and your autistic goldfish. Thank you guys so much. See you next episode.
Daddy, chill.
Daddy, chill. Oh, my God.